Well, it feels really special to be celebrating Harvest today, not only with a beautiful church, but with Jonathan here on the organ, who's chosen some fantastic hymns, so we can sing all our favourite Harvest hymns and really get into the season. So what do you associate with Harvest? Well, singing We Plough the Fields and Scatter, who's we're going to be doing that later on. Maybe big displays of garden produce, with a massive marrow and lots of, beautiful apples and things from our gardens, and most of all in the centre, a big loaf of bread plaited or made in the shape of a sheaf of corn. That was the stuff of my childhood. I guess it was for most of you. I don't think we've got one of those loaves in church today, but that's the sort of thing, that's the way in which we think about harvest. But today, I'm afraid we, for necessity, we often think about making a special collection for the food bank. I mean, we collect all the time for the Bradford North Food Bank, but today we're making a special collection of dried and tinned food. It doesn't look quite the same when it's set out on the table. Oh, actually, we have got some. There is a nice sheaf of corn loaf of bread at the back of, on the table that's appeared, so that's good. You can enjoy that later on. But it's dried and tinned food, which may not look attractive, but it's much more useful to those who really need it. So the image that comes to mind with harvest is sort of fairly agricultural, isn't it? We think about what's planted in the fields, maybe in our own gardens, the sort of harvest that we've had through the year. It's something about reaping what you've sown. We start early in the year with the fields being ploughed and the crops being planted. But in our own gardens, if you're a gardener, I have to admit I'm not, but if you're a gardener, as I know many of you are, you're digging the garden over, you're putting the compost or the manure in, you're planting things, maybe starting them off in the greenhouse first, then you're tending the plants. If you've got fruit trees, you're nipping out the buds so that you get bigger apples. And where I live, all the grass has been cut and baled up, ready for the animals in the winter. And there is that sense of beginning of the year, of planting, of nurturing, of growing, and then gathering in. And of course, by now, by October, a lot of it's already been gathered in and stored or sent to wherever it's going. But it's a time when we reflect on the harvest of particularly fruit and vegetables. But what we're going to think about today is more the harvest of our own lives. There's a really important principle. What is planted will grow. What we nurture, what we give our attention to, will flourish and produce fruit. It depends what that thing is as to quite what sort of fruit we do produce. Tending it can absorb a lot of our attention. It can even take over our lives. Going back to the gardening illustration again, my parents were very keen gardeners. They have a large garden, and they were constrained by the seasons and by the harvesting season of things like, you know, the raspberries and the runner beans and the mange tout, and they wouldn't go on holiday at those times when the crops were due in. And you know, in the wider sort of sense of what we're thinking about, sometimes that preoccupation with what we're growing and paying attention to in our lives can actually take over and limit what else we do. And sometimes we can get a bit too anxious about it, which is what the gospel reading is all about. Now, who thinks about what clothes they put on this morning? Yeah, well, I think we all do. And for some people who wear uniform, it's nice and easy. And for John and I, you know, it's pretty easy this morning. We know what to put on. It saves us having to think too much. We can get into a problem when we spend too long thinking about what exactly we're going to wear. And the same for what we're going to cook for tea tonight. You know, sometimes it can just overwhelm the day of planning and getting it right. But this isn't what our gospel reading is talking about. It's also not talking about those who don't have enough clothes, don't have anything other than what's on their back, and don't have enough to eat. It's addressed to people who were really anxious about these things, what they would eat and drink, and how they would manage in life. And Jesus was saying, don't worry. There's more to life than this. He said, "Isn't life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?" So he wasn't talking to people who are hard up. He was talking to disciples who had just been challenged in the previous section about you can't serve God and mammon. You know, you've got to decide where's your heart? You know, what are you aiming for in life? This is people who could have become so preoccupied with the material things that they didn't have space in their lives for God and space to be disciples of his. That's a really important point for us to reflect on today, because we're affected by all those sort of challenges as well. Now we're going to watch a short film which will illustrate some of the things we're talking about. Well, what did you notice about the people in the film clip? What did you notice at the beginning? They were all on their phones, weren't they? Adults, children, every single one of them, apart from the lady, the main character. They were all, even in the lift, as they were coming in, even as family groups, they weren't talking to each other, they weren't engaging with each other, they were all on their phones. They were focused on their phones, they weren't interacting with anybody else. And even when that lady got back to her flat, her daughter didn't look up from the screen. She was just looking at a website with lots of pictures of clothing on it, and she didn't even look up. And these people were missing out on so much in life. They were missing out on the joy of engaging with other people, of sharing food with them, getting to know them, enjoying their company, discovering that there's much more to life than what's on the screen, whether it's the phone or the computer or the tablet. And it's a wonderful, I love this film. I know some of you have seen this before. Phil showed it in June or July, didn't he? But it's a wonderful illustration of what can happen when someone decides to do something different. To say, well, what can we do with what we have, what each of us on this corridor have for our tea tonight? How can we do something about this? And this lady initiated something, and they all ended up sharing, really enjoying each other's company. And did you notice one or two of them, they were shaking hands, which might have been that's the first time they'd met properly. There's something really special about sharing food with people, about giving and receiving. It helps to build relationships. It gives a sense of value to the other person, that you want to give them something, that you want to receive their hospitality, that you're prepared to make time to sit down and eat with them. And of course, Jesus did that all the time. And the people in this film, they discovered that life was enriched by sharing what food they had and including everyone, even the lonely old man at the end of the corridor. And the harvest for them was a really lovely evening, a lot of joy by the looks of it, and perhaps seeing people in a new light because of having spent some social time with them. I was talking to someone this week who was saying how her perspective on what is really important in life had changed totally since having children. Creating a home and contributing to the community where people can grow and flourish, spending time with people, is now more important to her than before that, when she had a really high-powered job, she had high spending power, she enjoyed spending lots of money on things, and life was very different. But she's saying how she's come to discover what is more important in life, and coming to church here is part of that as well. So coming back to our gospel reading, Jesus offers some really practical advice to those who are over-anxious about material things. He says, get a wider perspective. Look up. Have a look at the birds in the air. Look around at the beautiful meadow flowers. See how God provides for them. See how beautiful they are. See how God thinks it's worth taking care over making the world beautiful with flowers, even though they don't last very long. This is one of my holiday pictures up in the Alps where we were this summer. And the meadows are full of beautiful flowers and orchids like this. And when I'm really busy and stressed and feeling a bit anxious, that's the sort of place I like to go to. It's really refreshing to get out into the landscape, particularly mountains, to be reminded of the splendour of God's creation And that the God who took such care over creating such beautiful flowers and the landscape also cares for us and provides all that we need, even if we can't actually see it at the moment. And Jesus says, your loving Heavenly Father knows what you need. He will give you what you need. You can trust him. What happens when we don't trust people? Well, we lose faith in them, don't we? When they let us down and they don't do what they said they would do. And we sort of feel we have to sort it all out ourselves and grasp hold of the things that give us security, things that make us feel we've got it all under control. We don't have faith in them. That's what can happen. And that's what we can do as Christians if we don't trust God enough. And Jesus was encouraging his disciples just to let go of that sort of anxious grasping, worry about what's going to happen next, and says, trust your Heavenly Father. The harvest that Jesus wants in our lives is that we become people who trust their Heavenly Father more and more, who are focused on God's kingdom and the ways in which we can become more like Jesus rather than being preoccupied with other things. You could say that celebrating harvest each year, you know, it's something that we do every year at this sort of time, it's a good opportunity to reflect on what we are growing in our own lives, what we're giving our attention to, what sort of harvest we're working towards, what we're planting, what we're nurturing, what we're spending our time thinking about, and what will be harvested at the end. Jesus says, seek first God's kingdom and becoming like him, make it your priority. Live with the awareness that what makes life worth living is not food and clothing, not what's on our phones for that matter, but it's about the joy of knowing God in our lives and discovering that we really can trust him to give us all that we need. He does bless us with great fruitfulness and abundance. And as our reading from Joel expressed earlier, so vividly. But in order to appreciate this, to see it, we need to lift our eyes, look up from the material stuff around us and some of the things that are naturally things that that we are anxious about, but to lift our eyes up and not letting that take over, and looking with faith and trust towards our Heavenly Father. So let's make sure that the harvest of our lives is a deeper relationship with God and responding to his call upon our lives. Amen.